means that we come to an agreement regarding my contract that I was on at the end of the season.
And was that you going to the manager or the manager coming to you?
This was done before the manager was in place, really.
Now, that seems quite strange, with the fact that there's no manager in charge. Was it the board that didn't like you?
Well, I can't really go into details, but the bottom line was these conversations started after David left and before the new manager came in. That's all I can say on the matter, really.
And did you not have a chance to speak to Gary and kind of plead your case of why you should stay at the football club?
Well, it's a tough one because I have spoken to the manager and he made it clear that I'm injured and I can't really help him, which is how football is, how rude as it sounds, that is football. So at the minute, he's concentrating on the 16, 17, 18 players that can help him, can help the club get out of the situation. And I'm not used to him at the minute. So what the club decided to do with me is up to the club. He said that if I go away, get myself fit, then I'm his type of player. Then who knows what would happen in the future. He could bring me back to the football club, but I don't think that will be the case regarding what's going on. So, no, it's nothing to do with the manager. I've got no problems with the manager, no problem with the football club or the fans. Love my time at the club and no issues whatsoever.
And have you ever known a situation where the kind of board are making decisions on which players should stay and which players should go?
Well, I've never known anything like it, but that's what's happened with the club. Like, nothing I can't get too involved in what's going on, really. It's happened now. I've agreed, so I must have been happy with what was said to me in the short or long of it, because I've agreed to have my contract cancelled. But the bottom line is, I've left the football club, no gripes, wish the club all the best. I hope we get out of the dogfight that we're in, and there'll be no happier man than me at the end of the season when we're safe.
What was it like after David left the club and in between the period David left and Gary coming in?
It's a tough one because any manager that leaves the football club is... The lads he brought in are going to feel some sort of loyalty towards him. So there was a bit of a down period. I think that's safe to say. But we're all professional. They've got a job to do, and they've got to keep the club in the league, and that's what they're there to do.
And it's fair to say your relationship with the fans was love-hate, really, wasn't it?
Well, you say that, but I think they prefer someone who's honest. And yes, man, I disagreed what you put on Twitter regarding my fell out of a number of people. I just said it how it is, and I'm not afraid to say it. I think a lot more people should stand up and maybe be honest instead of saying things to your face and maybe things behind your back, really.
Do you feel the criticism was fair from some of the fans or what they put?
They're football fans at the end of the day. They're entitled to their opinion. I support a football team, and there's players there that I don't like or I don't think that are doing a good job for the team. But I think my stats, as I said, I put on Twitter that when I come out of the football team, we was on 30 points. And 11 games later, we're on 37. So I'm not saying I'm Lionel Messi or anything like that, but what I did do was organise people, and maybe it was a bit underrated what I did. That's all I can say on the matter, really.
Yeah, do you feel your role was really one of those that's maybe unnoticed because you're not amongst the goals and you're more of that holding player?
Well, you tell me. Do the facts say that?
Well, I'm asking you, Gary. Do you feel that you were underrated at the club?
Well, not from the message I got today. Maybe there's always one or two people that don't appreciate you, I think. But you never know the people that hide behind these usernames, and that you never know what they've got hidden agendas regarding one or two things. You never know actually who are these people. So it's hard to say, but the genuine fans that have tweeted me today, that they say that the job I did go noticed, and that I did a great job for the club, which means a lot to me, because as I said, I spend a lot of time on Twitter and I feel like I've built up a good relationship with them.
So are you saying the people that maybe criticised you and criticised your role today are not genuine fans? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm saying you don't know who they are. You could put any name on Twitter, can't you? Or these message boards, you don't know who they're related to. You just don't know what's going on. There's so many people out there that have got hidden agendas that you just don't know who to trust nowadays. As I said, I don't hide behind people or message boards or usernames. I'm quite an honest guy, and if I've got something to say, I'd rather look at your whites in your eyes and say it and get it over and done with, rather than bicker behind people's backs. I ain't got really time for that. I'm too long in the tooth. I'm 17 years in the game. There's not much that I haven't seen regarding football. So,
do you feel Twitter does more harm than good?
No, I feel like it's brilliant, because nothing can get twisted up. If you have to stand by what you say, and there's no hiding place. And I think it's perfect for situations in football where you hear things, so people can ask you direct. I think it's brilliant, and as I said, anything I put on there, I'll stand by, and I wouldn't change what I say for the world.
And what does the future hold for you, Gary?
I'm going to get fit, that's the main thing. Nuneaton Borough said I can go in and